Hit it.
Welcome to the Test Talks Podcast, the place to go to geek out on software testing. And now your host, whose mission is to help you succeed with test automation, Joe Colantonio.
Hey, it's Joe, and welcome to another episode of Test Talks. Today, we're going to be speaking with Anne Roizman, the founder of Equality Leadership Institute. As we talked about a few times in many episodes and Test Talks, there have been many changes in the software testing industry in the last several years. Those of us that have been testers for a while know that testing is a real professional craft. But still, many folks coming out of college or even our own developers have no idea about testing techniques or tools. So if you're like me, you've probably wished that there was a way to keep up and promote the ever-changing tools and techniques needed to succeed with testing. So in this episode, you're going to discover how this is all about to change as we speak with Anna about her new organization, Equality Leadership Institute. If you're into testing and quality, you don't want to miss this episode. Check it out. Test Talks is sponsored by the fantastic folks at Sauce Labs, the cloud-based automated testing platform that eliminates the need to maintain your own Selenium grid and test infrastructure. Try it for free today. Visit testtalks.com and click on the Sign Up Now link under the homepage sponsor section. Hey, Anna. Welcome to Test Talks.
Hi, Joe. Nice to be here.
Awesome. It's great to have you on the show. Before we get into it, though, can you just tell us a little bit more about yourself?
My name is Anna Roizman. I'm a conference organizer. I'm a public speaker. And my career in testing ranges from software test analyst to QA analyst to test lead to QA director, head of functional testing in a company. Different positions at different times.
Awesome. So what really caught my eye is the Quality Leadership Institute. And I believe you started the Quality Leadership Institute. Can you just tell us a little bit more about what the Quality Leadership Institute is all about?
Of course. Quality Leadership Institute is my longtime dream. I've been thinking about certain inconsistencies that we have in software testing industry. And that is that software testing as a profession has grown so much in the last several years. It became really a professional craft. We have thought leaders, we have a lot of studies, we have different techniques. There is a lot of new research coming out, but to the larger industry, it's really an unknown endeavor. So a lot of times, some of the technical leads, business people, or maybe project leads, they didn't really know that testing has evolved so much. I think that we need to take the message about the skill testing to a larger community. And that is why I started Equality Leadership Institute. Another thing is, because it's a professional career, kids in school need to know that it's a choice. So right now there is an education that is pushed on schools, STEM education, computer science. And computer science really doesn't include testing as a professional craft. And this is what I want to change. I want to bring testing to schools. I want kids to be aware of it. I want teachers to be aware of this profession, those skill sets. And maybe some kids will be inspired by it, because usually they are. Young kids or kids in school, they're really fascinated by technology. They're fascinated by learning. And this is exactly what testing is all about. So those are two of my projects that I really want to start making changes. I want to change things.
Awesome. Yeah, that's a great mission. I totally stand behind the vision of the Quality Leadership Institute. How are you helping to advance that particular vision, though, within schools? Are you collaborating with particular schools or programs to create a syllabus of what you consider what would be helpful?
That is in plans. Right now, I'm collaborating with New York City Department of Education to teach educators on what is testing all about and how to teach it. So this is a workshop that I'm going to start on April 18. And I have 35 people sign up. So teachers are interested. And once I'm done with that, then the next step would be to create a syllabus for them to take to schools. But I want first to provide an understanding of what it is. why testing is important, why quality is important. And I already have people who are enthusiastic about it.
Awesome. So I guess the first thing that comes to mind is, will there be an opportunity for someone, say someone's really excited about the vision, that they can help promote it within their particular state or town? Is there going to be any sort of programs like that where you can help empower someone to say, this is what you need in order to get your particular town or state to really follow this syllabus or learn more about the awareness of software testing and quality?
Oh, absolutely. I just started. I literally started this year. And I'm doing it with NYC public schools now. And eventually, I would love to have ambassadors in every city, town of the world, because we are depending more and more on technology. I think quality and testing becomes really important. People need to understand that it's important. They can demand quality. And in order for us to promote this quality advocacy, we need ambassadors everywhere. I think my envision, it should be a global movement eventually. So please contact me if you're interested, because I would love to work with you.
I guess since it's called the Quality Leadership Institute, what's your definition of quality? I think everyone seems to have different versions of quality, especially with agile and DevOps practices. So I'm just curious to know, at a high level, how would you define what quality is?
Oh, it's an interesting question that you ask, because what I'm teaching, and I'm teaching that for not just for testers, but for cross-functional teams too, because they need to understand what it is. And it really depends. Why does it depend? Depending on the stakeholders' understanding of what quality means for them, that's how they define quality of the product that you're developing. To take into consideration every stakeholders of your product. And those stakeholders could be C-level people, it could be sales, it could be marketing, could be operations, your fellow team members or stakeholders, project managers, business people, they all have different needs. And for example, somebody like a person who is in charge of information security, to them, quality means that your application is unbreakable, you cannot be hacked. But for operation support, the quality may mean that they don't have 300 calls Monday morning after you added the new release to production. That's what quality means to them. So kind of less angry customers at a given time, that's quality. For marketing people, it could be something completely different. So you always need to understand the context in which you talk about the quality. And that is something that I'm educated people about too.
Do you see going forward in the next coming years, as teams start merging into more agile teams where it's more an activity that needs to be done rather than a role, that there are no longer going to be testers? Or do you think there always will be testers that will be needed in order to really understand how to test a certain application?
I believe it's a very distinct skill set, testing, and it's a mindset. And even if you don't have a dedicated tester role, somebody will need to perform this role at some point in the project, no matter what. So you should not deny that the tester role is needed. The second question is, will there be a dedicated professional who is only doing this role? That would be ideal for me, and I'll tell you why in a bit. But I'm seeing that companies try to ignore the role of the tester, and that's also something that I want to change, because if you don't understand that testing is a separate activity and a separate skill set and a separate mindset, and it needs to have a strategy, then you're ignoring something really critical for your project. And this sort of education is needed for, as I said, for the larger industry, because a lot of companies experimenting with newly hot thing. And this is something that I also talk about a lot, because what happened in Agile, I would say in the early Agile adoption, when Agile Manifesto came up, it was written by developers. 12 developers came together and they decided that if we remove all the middlemen between us and the customer, we're going to be much better and faster. Well, reality is that, and this is exactly what companies started doing. they start removing all the middlemen. They eliminated designers, they eliminated business analysts, and they eliminated testers. And they say, well, now developers have this jack of all trades and they could do anything because it's just easy. Well, maybe in some companies it is because they don't really care about quality. But in some companies, it's critical. For example, I am from financial industry. Financial industry has an obligation to its user because it's dealing with their money. And when you deal with somebody's money and you could be fined for the things gone wrong, you're probably not going to remove testing from your like dedicated testers from your team. It's the reality of the situation, even though I have seen the experiments where they did and then they put it back. Same thing is happening with the DevOps right now. Again, somebody's claimed that complete automation will save you. It's not going to happen. And some companies, and this is what companies are going to do. They're going to come through these stages. Early adoption stage. Oh, we can do anything stage. And then, oops, something's happening. Oh, we have to put testers back. And I've seen that too. Actually, I'm running a conference and I will talk about it later. And this conference is for test managers and test leaders. And they will discuss how quality is being managed in different companies. They will share their experience. And I have very interesting speakers from Spotify, from Etsy, from Johnson & Johnson, from major financial institutions, who will discuss what the test management means in a modern organization, because there is a lot of experimentation happening. My view of the role of the tester is that it's changing. It's becoming less of a person who is sitting in their corner and just do testing, to more of a test strategist and test mentor. And this is something that I think I discovered through my experience, and then I start talking about it at the conference. I have a paper. I put a paper on PNSQC in 2014, the change in the role of software tester. And I have several high-level recognized test leaders, thought leaders in the room when I was talking, and John Bach was one of them. And he was telling me after that, what I talk about really resonates with his experience at eBay as well. And he is a quality evangelist. I believe this is the role that he's having. And it's very interesting how the role is changing for some of the test professionals. I cannot tell much about the presentations that I'm going to have at my conference on April 27. But some people who I talked to, the people from the companies I mentioned, they told me of this evolution of removing testers, putting testers back, giving testers a new role. And the new role looks like more a quality advocacy than it's just performing like test execution. I also think that testing strategy is something that is really necessary for a test professional, whoever they are and what level they are. It doesn't matter anymore, because you can be a single tester on a team and you have to be a test strategist. Because test strategist needs to evolve. You cannot have a test strategy document and leave it. Testing changes, priorities change, new information being evolved, and you need to change your strategy. And I think those are the most important skills for the testers. And I believe that you need to have a dedicated person for that. That's my belief. You have to have a person who is dedicated to testing strategy and test education.
I definitely see the role of tester changing, and I see more of a tester strategist role, almost doing code reviews of all the different agile teams and making sure they have different tests in place, boundary tests, they're doing certain types of tests. Just because the reality is on a sprint team, there's usually a lot more developers than any sort of tester.
Yeah, but it's true.
Yeah. I guess also, though, that bothers me about having a tester role, and I believe we need one, is that once I think you define someone as a tester, for some reason, maybe it's just the company I work for, it all of a sudden becomes that person's responsibility for quality and testing and no one else's. And I don't know if it's just because I'm in a very dysfunctional culture, or is that something you've seen? Just curious.
I would say there is a lot of very dysfunctional cultures out there. But yes, I think if people are not responsible for their for the quality of their work, they want to find somebody to be responsible for that. It's bad. I met people, I go to different conferences, seminars, and I meet people of different professions within the software industry. So somebody told me that they removed the testers on purpose from the organization so that developers could be more responsible for their code. Sad but true. And I believe that they made the right decision at the time. I'm not sure what's happening now. Maybe they reintroduced testing, but maybe in a new role. But it is true that all of a sudden the tester has all that responsibility, but no account. Like, they have no power, but they have responsibility, which is kind of a bad thing. So they cannot, if they cannot influence change in processes, then why would you be responsible for quality? You don't have no power to enforce it. So that is kind of a bad thing. And this is why I think that the tester role should change into more of a strategist role, advisor role, because everybody should be involved in testing. And some companies do. Some I've seen developers who are very proud of their skill set, of their profession. And yes, they do not deliver buggy code. But sometimes even project managers or like high-level management enforces this bad thing that is, well, just give us something new and throw it to testers so they can find the bugs and then throw it back at you. That's not really how it should work. But to some manager, that's like, oh, we'll hire testers so they will find all your bugs for you. That's that's unfortunate, but it's true. And then what I think should happen is the testers should be more proactive in defining their roles and responsibilities. That's another thing that they teach at the conferences, is the tester have to explain their value, and they have to explain to the team what exactly are their skill sets and where they can help the team to deliver a better value product. And testers do not have that. It's a plug in our industry, testing industry. Testers don't know how to explain their worth and their unique perspectives to the teams. And if you're being quiet, then things are going to be thrown at you. You need to be able to push back. But in order to push back, you need to understand what is really, why you're there on the team. What can you do to make it better? Not just, well, I'm everybody kind of janitor, so I'm going to clean up things after you. That's not good. Even though some people, I've seen people, they perceive themselves as somebody like all those, you know, developers, they're like little kids and I'm taking care of them because I'm their mommy. I've seen that. And I don't think this is the right thing to do in a situation that we add, that because of Agile, the tester's role being better defined, but also the amount of testers is shrinking. A lot of companies want tester to do something else now. And you need to fight back, but you need to be proactive. You cannot just say, oh, no, it's happening to me. You have to know that it's coming. You have to understand what is being developed right now as a thought leadership in the industry of software development itself. And there is a lot of new developments, and one of them is Dave Snowden. He's a social scientist, and he created this model called Kinevin. And Kinevin explains the complexity of your environment. And the complexity of your environment really drives your decisions. And if you're in a very complex environment, that means that there is no best practices for you because there is conflicting things that can be equally true in a complex environment and nobody understands the whole system. You have to create different practices. And it's not, but for some reason, some managers think that, oh, it's like, you know, piece of cake. I can understand what I'm doing. It's not true. They do not understand what they're doing because they cannot predict the outcomes of the complex environment. And because of that, a lot of experimentation that is happening in the software development field now is just an experimentation. it's not a done deal. So I'm seeing that, oh, agile, everybody's done agile, so we know how to do it. No, you don't. Everybody's doing DevOps. Of course, it's a piece of cake. No, it's not. And because every company is experimenting with it, it's not a practice that all of a sudden saves you from any mistakes, because it cannot. So this understanding, testers should have this understanding. The complex environment is an environment of uncertainty. You don't know what's evolving. You need to experiment, you need to explore. And that's what testers do by default, I would say. They deal with uncertainty every day and they're comfortable with it. So they should lead the way for organizations to understand the environment they're in. That's where I want testers to be, honestly. That's my bold dream. I want testers to lead the way because they understand the uncertainty and the risks much better because of their profession. It's the nature of their profession to understand certain things.
Great point. I definitely agree. So what skills do you think a tester should have in this type of environment?
For example, one of the skills that testers should have is to understand how to use automation. And I have been a customer of automation. I've been a manager, so the automation specialist created those suites for me because I know when I need automation and in what, you know, capacity. For example, there is one thing about automation that if it's not working when you need it to work, then it's not useful for you. So all this time that people spend on automation, if it's not working a day before release, when the last code changes happening, and this is usually the case, because somebody already promised the date and now you have to, you know, push all your fixes on the last day, that's when you need the automation the most. That is when you automation can help you to elevate certain elements that you would not find otherwise. Because manual testing, really, exploratory testing can help a lot. But when you crunch for time, then you need automation. And at this time, if the automation specialist tells you, oh, but I need to, well, it's not working, this is it. It's like you have to travel and the car is not there for you, so you cannot reach to the plane. So it's like that. So the tools should not just work how you want them, but they need to work when you want them. And that's part of your strategy. So for testers, this is really, they have to understand how the tools are being used and why the tools are being used. But I have seen if, for example, test automation team is not reporting into testers, then they can just do whatever they do for their own sake. And that's not right. So that is one of the reasons I feel that testers should be elevated to a strategist position. And I do define, actually, when I define the role of changing the role of software testing, I call it a strategy leader. And I mean, sorry, a quality leader. And because I feel that this person should have a quality strategy for the team. It's not just to test the software. It's also to be part of the decision-making process when the new feature is being introduced, when the design is being introduced. You have to be part of that. You have to see, you know, you probably know your domain much better than developers. And you have to be there and you say, well, that may not fit with the existing workflow because only you know this. And testers should be there. But what I have seen that they are not, but if their role is changing, that it's essential for them to be at the beginning of the project, not at the end of the project.
You've mentioned a few times conferences, and I'm on the Quality Leadership Institute website right now, and there's a link called Test Masters Academy Program and Sponsorship. Is that the conferences that you've mentioned?
Yes. As part of my professional development goal, I feel that testers and test leaders and people who do not have testers, but they are, developing software products, they have to have a good modern education about testing and quality. No matter who you are, you have to understand what you're dealing with. So I created Test Masters Academy with this goal. Test Masters Academy is one of the projects of Equality Leadership Institute. and it really fits the same goal to be a quality advocate and introduce the quality advocacy through really innovative, good education for all sorts of professions and people. And my spring program includes a conference and master classes, and I'll talk a little bit about that. So my conference is called the First Annual Test Leadership Congress, because I believe that people who are coming to that conference, they are not just listeners. They come in with their experience. They are representatives of their own companies. So I want to have an open conversation about certain trends and practices in test leadership. So the goal of the topic of our first test leadership congress is test management agility. I call it test management agility because I strongly believe that test strategy and test management should happen, even though I have seen a lot of companies how they try to eliminate it from their processes, but they eliminate the roles, but you cannot eliminate the test management. It's a discipline that needs to be managed. So different companies do it in a different ways. And I invited test leaders and people who represent test management in some sort of the way from different companies who are thought leaders in, for example, cultural change as Spotify, to talk about how they manage quality there, because they have a very interesting approach. I don't know if you like aware of, like, they created guilds and tribes, and they're trying to change the culture, and they're trying to change the industry in a way. So they are thought leaders in that, and of course it's very interesting how they deal with it. Then I invited people from Etsy. They are pioneers in DevOps. And they've been doing DevOps before everybody, like before it became mainstream. So they already experimented with different ways of like removing testers, putting testers back, giving them different roles. Now they have a very interesting role, and I want people to hear about how Etsy is dealing with continuous delivery and managing quality within this environment. And then I have managers from different other areas, and my keynote speaker is Fiona Charles, and Fiona has a proven record. She's one of the pioneers in our industry, that she has a proven record of the quality management, test management, and large organizations and large institutions. And I would really love for people to hear what she has to say, because she is really on top of what's going on right now with the industry. This conference is on April 27 in New York. And if you go to Quality Leadership Institute, you can see the link, or you can go to testmastersacademy.org, and this is where the information is there. Accompanying the conference, I invited people that I know, and I'm a speaker, and I'm known in my industry, and I know other good experts in the area of the software testing, and I invited them to give masterclasses. And those master classes are ranging from test automation and different levels of test automation, because for some people it's just the beginning, they need to understand the concept, to really deep, like testing code with code, deep levels. I have selected classes on the very important and critical skills that software testers and software test leaders have to have right now, like in this day and age, in 2016. And one of them is general on communication, on managing the difficult conversations and learning how to say no, because for testers, it's really important skill, managing difficult conversations, specifically when you're being blamed for the quality of your product. Or why didn't you do it on time? How much time it's going to take? Oh, well, you're keeping the release from, like, you know, putting in production, so you're a bottleneck. All those difficult conversations, and why didn't catch it before it went to production? All these difficult conversations should be happening, and testers need to know how to do those conversations. They need to practice those skills. Also, I'm doing a class on agile testing practices and test design within the agile environment. And what is different in agile environment is that you have to understand what's going on in an agile in order to not be, I would say, a bottleneck. Yeah. You cannot take your existing, you know, perceptions of what testers do in general and put it into agile environment, because it's not good. I've been a manager for a long time, so I've seen resumes where people say, well, I'm a tester in an agile environment and an agile team. And I say, so what do you do? And they say, well, I write test cases and I execute test cases at the last day. And I'm like, that's really not a role of the tester in the agile team, because quality is the responsibility for everyone. So you have to be doing something different. And this is what I teach. This is my workshop. And also we have workshops for people to introduce them to testing. So I really want to come to those master classes, not just the testers, but also people, developers who do not have testers, project managers who need to understand what they're dealing with when they deal with testers. They need to understand testing language better. So it's really all-inclusive program that I introduced to kind of help the industry with the right education. This is really my goal. I think that we have a lot of test education, but some of that is really not what you need to perform your job well. And I compile the program which really helps you.
Awesome. Yeah, I'm looking at the syllabus right now. It's in the master classes. It looks like a great lineup. Everyone should check it out that's listening. Okay, Anna, before we go, is there one piece of actual advice you can give someone to improve their quality testing initiatives? And let us know the best way to find or contact you.
So you can contact me through the Quality Leadership Institute. I am also QA_NNA on Twitter. The advice that I would give to improve quality initiatives at your work, be proficient with new terms and new practices, emergent practices that are coming into the software development field. Usually testers QA are not involved when the company decides to reorganize because of like they introduce SAFe, they introduce Agile, they introduce DevOps, they introduce Lean, Kanban, whatever. You have to be on top of that. You have to initiate that. One of the things that I did at my former job is that, and I kind of did it in a way of a little bit revolutionary, I removed my testers from the sprint because I start noticing that they are bottlenecks. So developers kind of throw those things at them at the end of the sprint, and all of a sudden everybody had, you know, finished their work and the tester have all the work to do. And I said, well, this is wrong. So I'm removing the testers from the sprint. And I created the Kanban board for them because I said that testers have different tasks every day. And you cannot predict in 2 weeks what the tester will do tomorrow. It's not like development. Even development cannot predict what they do in 2 weeks, even though they try. So in Agile, they kind of try, but they cannot. So one of the interesting developments right now in the software thought leadership is that instead of having a 2 week sprint, sometimes you have spikes. The spikes is a definition of experiment phase when you need to discover something unknown. I noticed that a lot of people, a lot of teams, and teams have to hit with that, because when you estimate something unknown, then you start to discover that, and then you say, oh, I don't know this information. Oh, I need to try this, or I need to find out more requirements about that. And that you cannot estimate that. But when times come to like implement this feature and you understand that, oh, I need to do 2 days of research on it, then you feel guilty. And you shouldn't, because it's part of the process of discovery of the unknowns. Now, I mentioned Dave Snowden before with Kinevin, and he created, I believe it's an Agile Alliance project. Him, Esther Derby, and Ray Arell created a schema of dynamic life cycles. And what they're saying is instead of having 2 week sprints, when you need to have a spike, like to do some research or maybe to do some testing on something, accept it as an safe to fail experiments, which means that you need to do several experiments at once, at the parallel, to discover a certain thing, whatever would work, whatever would not. And it should be 1 or 2 day things that you dedicate to that discovery. And that should be on your springboard. And usually it's not. So what is happening is some people look at the burn down chart and it's supposed to be in this nice little, steepness, but it's usually not. It's usually like a skyline. And people feel upset that, we're probably not doing agile right. It's not true. You are. But you are faced with the unknowns and you have to incorporate it in your process. So when I discovered that Dave Snowden already have created something that can explain what exactly I did, I was very relieved because then I can take it to my team and explain to them why I'm doing that. I had the freedom to experiment, but I didn't know what exactly I'm doing. And then I realized that, I was doing experiments. And when people try to say, Anna, explain your process, can you document and write it down? I say, I cannot because it will change tomorrow. Experimenting is something that is coming our way, and it's become an accepted way of doing development. So testers have to be on top of those development in a thought leadership. We have to speak the language. We have to be part of the decision-making process. So that, to me, is a message to testers. Learn what's going on in your industry right now. Don't just wait for somebody to tell it to you, because they will not probably tell you the truth.
Thank you, Anna, for your software testing quality awesomeness. For links to everything of value that we covered in this episode, like the two brand new conferences that Anna is hosting in New York, the first one being the Test Leadership Congress Expo on April 27th, and also the new testing conference, which is actually going to be headed up by James Bach on September 26th and 27th, make sure to head on over to testtalks.com/93. And while you're there, make sure to click on the Sign Up Now free button to learn all about Sauce Labs' awesome products and services. And if this episode has helped you in any way, why not head on over to testtalks.com and share it with a friend or coworker to use one of the many available share options listed underneath the subscribe section on testtalks.com. So that's it for this episode of Test Talks. I'm Joe, and my mission is to help you succeed with automation awesomeness. As always, test everything and keep the good. Cheers.
Thanks for listening to the Test Talks podcast. Head on over to www.testtalks.com for full show notes, amazing blog articles, and other automation awesomeness.